USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pope Francis on Wednesday, in unscripted comments, told parents of children with different sexual orientations they should not condemn them, but offer them support.
Che si rivolgono allo stesso padre in la preghiera che ci fa fratelli.
He also addressed world leaders to find a peaceful resolution to the tensions at the Russian-Ukraine border. The vice president is in Honduras. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Honduras today and will return to the United States later this evening. She's there to attend the inauguration of socialist president-elect Xiomara Castro. While there to congratulate, she reports she will be working to address the root causes of migration to the United States. State Department spokesperson Ned Price announced the United States will make sure the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project between Russia and Germany won't go ahead if Russian troops invade Ukraine. Germany's ambassador to the United States appeared to support Price's comment. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The Biden vaccine mandate is set to be softly enforced.
The COVID-19 mandate will start in the states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said it won't immediately resort to penalties for health facilities that have a plan to try to achieve full compliance by their staff. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal judge ordered Oath Keeper leader Stuart Rhodes to remain in jail until trial on charges stemming from the Capitol riot. Judge Kimberly Priest Johnson said Rhodes had access to weapons and his alleged continued advocacy for violence against the federal government gave credence to prosecutors' view that if released, Rhodes could endanger others. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
When Bill Scott was sworn in as San Francisco's new police chief in January of 2017, he vowed to build trust both within the department and outside of it. With the rise in crime in the Golden City, Chief Scott addresses the media Wednesday.
Statistics are what's reported to us, and we all understand that sometimes what translates on the statistics may not be your experience. Aside from homicide, I think traditionally in policing, crimes go unreported. You know, homicide is probably the purest statistic that we have because it's really, really hard not to have a homicide writ or murder reported. But short of that, everything else, we know that there are crimes that we don't get because they're not reported. From shootings to robberies to burglaries, you name it, some crimes don't get reported. And I want to put that into some context because when we talk about our statistics, we're talking about what's reported to us. And we understand that for some people that may not be their experience, that might not be what they're seeing, they may be a victim, may not have reported it, or things in their particular, from their worldview or their point of view, might not be consistent with what we put up. This is merely what we report. And I think it's important that we understand and put into context what statistics are. As Mayor Breed said, we know there's a lot of work that we need to do. We also know that there is a lot of good work that's been done.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.